Welcome to the Momset Podcast, my friend. I'm your coach, Tessa Romero, and as a woman of God, an adoring wife, and a mother of three darling boys, I am passionate about giving you the tools you need to build a mindset skill set that enriches your experience through motherhood and daily life. I've had my fair share of challenges and hardship throughout my life, and that is exactly how I came to this place of finding purpose to my pain and helping you do the same. I know we can thrive right where we are at, and it's time for us to take back motherhood by being the mommy that we want to be right now. Thank you for being here and making this a wonderful place for me to show up alongside you. My friends, we are on episode 100, and this feels like quite the dang milestone, doesn't it? And I thought it'd be really fun this episode to let you know that I plan to start having guests on the podcast. So we're going to have fun conversations and get to learn from just, gosh, the experience of others in this work. And I'm really excited for that. So look forward to that in the episodes to come. And I wanted to use this episode as an opportunity to really let you in on how I got started in all of this work in the first place. That's one of my questions. That's one question that I get asked that I'm like, I don't really talk about that very often at all. And I know I've shared about my personal story with you and life experiences and how it is that I've learned these things in the first place, just through lived experience and truly wanting to become someone that I feel inspired by, like truly wanting to love who I am and what I do. And that required me to learn a lot of new things. And that's how I created this work. Now, getting started in this work, though, is another story. And that's the story I'd love to share today on the podcast is how did I get started in all of this work? And I hope that it's something that inspires you to start something that inspires you and that you love and that you feel like is making the kind of difference that you want to be able to make. So where it really started for me is when I was pregnant with my first son, which is when clearly my whole freaking life started, apparently. That's when I figured out like, hey, I really need to get my freaking craft together. And that's when I really started pursuing my healing journey. And I've talked very openly about that over the years. And at the same time, I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom so, so badly. Where I grew up, just outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, I had never really like heard of stay-at-home moms. I didn't really know that was a thing at all. I'm like, you, what? Like your mom stays home? Like that's, it was just not a common thing that I ever came across. And then when I moved to Utah, and that's where I live now, in 2014, my first job that I got here was being a nanny. And I have tons of babysitting experience. I have two younger sisters. I've really always done babysitting. So when this opportunity literally fell in my lap, it was really cool. The opportunity actually fell into my lap the day I got baptized in Utah. A few months after Marcus and I were dating and we knew that we really wanted to get married. So I got baptized in May of 2014. We got engaged in July of 2014 and then married in January of 2015. So that's a little bit more about me and our fabulous love story. Is just, I feel like we got really fortunate to have one of those like love at first sight experiences that you kind of question. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's real. And we're almost about to celebrate 10 years of marriage. So I'm taking you guys way back. So when I got baptized, this opportunity fell into my lap for me to be a nanny for this exceptional family. And all three of the moms that I nannied for were stay-at-home moms. They were all sister-in-laws, and it was really cool. Their husbands are brothers, and they built a business together, and they were able to all build houses on the same street. And their kids grew up together, and they got to go through motherhood together. And so much of it just blew my mind that was even like remotely possible. It really expanded my idea of what I thought I wanted. And at that time, nannying for them, I learned a lot about motherhood through them. And I will always, always be grateful for the years that I got to nanny for them and watch motherhood done completely different than the way I was raised. And it expanded for me who I could be and what's possible. And I'm just always going to be really grateful for that. So when I got pregnant with my first son, It was then May of 2018 that I stopped nannying for that family. I graduated college and my son was going to be born in June of 2018. And with that short amount of time between paychecks ending from nannying and my son's about to be born, I truly so badly wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And financially, it just was not panning out for us to be able to do that solely off of my husband's income. My husband's always been an extremely, extremely hard worker. I'm so grateful for him. And this is just where our story began and the financial means that we had. And I knew I'm going to need to get a little bit creative if I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. My husband was currently working 12 to 16 hours a day. And I knew like him getting another job just was not something that aligned with what we wanted. And I wanted to seek out the opportunity for me to figure out how can I be a stay-at-home mom and make this additional money in order to do so. Well, Marcus is so wonderful and so supportive. And he saw my desire that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And I remember we had the conversation. He's like, look, we're short $400 a month in order to just be able to keep doing what we've been doing and living the same way. And for us to have our son and you stay home with him, we're going to need to figure out how to make $400 a month. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And I remember just feeling so sure, so confident, and absolutely no idea how I was going to do it. I just knew that I can make $400 a month. Like I know I can do it. And again, I had no idea how I was going to do it. And that's what I really, that's my first like tip for you. If you're just sitting there, like you want something in your life, you want to be a certain version of yourself, you want to start a business, you want to improve your marriage, you want to have great relationships with your kids, whatever it is, I really want to just encourage you heart to heart here to be more fixated and focused and determined on what you're going to do over how you're going to do it. Very rarely do we have the how planned out, like how we're going to get what we want. Like very rarely do we have the right answer the first time, the right plan to pursue the first time. Like it's something that shifts and morphs and we discover the how along the way of what it is that we wanted. So I would encourage you to just get focused on what it is that you want, what you want your marriage to look like, what you want your motherhood to look like, what you would want that business to look like for you instead of how it is you're going to do it all. Get really focused on the what. So I knew and I fully believed that what I could do is earn $400 a month. I got so fixated on that mentally, I can do this. And I asked myself, what am I good at? That's just where I started was, what the heck am I good at? And I had just got my degree in general studies, and I really didn't have a desire to really use that. I knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I wanted something flexible that works with my time, with my son, and gives me the freedom and opportunity to contribute in a meaningful way and make this $400. So the first thing that came to my mind when I asked myself what I'm good at is talking during a workout. I kid you not, that is what came to mind. It's like, what am I good at? You know, I'm actually really good at talking during a workout. It's like I'm never out of breath. And that is fully the honest truth of the one thing that really came to my mind when I asked myself what I was good at. No part of me was like, oh, you know what I'm really good at? Perspective. I am just so good at relating with other women and helping them shift their perspective and learn a whole new style of communication and way of thinking of things. You know, I'm going to pursue that. No, I had no idea I was good at that. Not one part of me thought I was good at that. And at the time, absolutely zero part of me even wanted people to know that I had struggled with so much anger and I had struggled with this relationship with my mom, that I had a pedophile in my home, that I lost my dad when I was six, that I ignored my husband for several days. And sometimes I yelled at him and just like found myself in the crying position on our hallway floor crying and screaming. Like, nope, didn't want anyone to know that I did not have my crap together and it was really freaking hard and I did not like the way I was showing up. So zero part of me explored the idea of helping other people with those things because I felt like I truly believed I was the only one that struggled with anger like that, that had just this way of projecting anger that just felt like you were drowning in shame and you didn't like who you were. I really thought I was the only one. So when I asked myself what I was good at, nothing that I do today came to mind, which I think is really freaking cool, really cool. So the answer of I'm really good at talking through a workout came to mind because several people, I was very active in the gym. I was super, super strong. I worked out every single day, even through my pregnancy. And I was frequently asked like, hey, can I work out with you? Oh, I love working out with you. You just talk the whole time. You're like, I love the workouts that you create. I don't even feel like I'm like focused on how bad my muscles are hurting because I'm just like listening to what you're saying and like just involved in our conversation. I'm like, hey, I'm good at this. So I decided, you know what I can do? I can kind of do like personal training virtually and be a stay-at-home mom. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing this. And I started doing it through my pregnancy with Liam, again, trying to earn this income. And I had three clients at the time that we did a virtual session together for 30 minutes. Some of them did one day a week, others did 3 days a week. So I worked out a lot during that time because I would FaceTime my clients for 30 minutes and they paid me $12 for a 30-minute workout session together. I would come prepared with the workout. I would do it with them virtually. I'd help them with their form and we'd talk the whole time. I would talk the whole time using exactly what I'm good at. So now the $12 for 30 minutes was truly mind-blowing for me as well because as a nanny, I'd made $12 an hour. And this was like my first entrepreneurial pursuit of anything. And it really expanded this idea of what I could be doing with my time and the impact I can make and how I can serve people and have the financial needs of my family met. So it was $12 for 30 minutes. I had these three clients. And as I came into postpartum, so I did that for a few months and then I had Liam. And then through postpartum, Liam was 1 week old. And I had my next training session and they understood that I wasn't doing the workout with them because I was recovering. And I remember being in our little rental house and in that living room and Liam was asleep in the bedroom and I was freshly postpartum showing up to do this workout session because this was my dream. This was my vision to be a stay-at-home mom and earn this $400 a month, which I wasn't making at the time with my three clients. And I just knew I was going to do it and I was really close to figuring it out. So I still felt extremely hopeful and my clients were so wonderful that postpartum was like something that they're like, oh yeah, this is still so great. And thanks for doing our call. And and it's just, gosh, I'm so grateful for that time in my life. And oh my gosh, where it all started. And that's where it all started was doing 30-minute virtual workout sessions with three different women. And because I started there, it got me to my next step, which is my second real tip for you here, is when you want to figure out what your purpose is, when you want to figure out what you're good at, when you want to pursue something, you have to be willing to just take a step. You have to be willing to start somewhere. I don't know if it's extremely obvious or not to you right now. I don't run. I don't do these 30-minute workout sessions with people anymore. I don't. that's not where I'm at anymore. And I know for a fact I would not be doing the coaching work that I do today and creating the courses that I have and having this podcast with you if I didn't first start with that initial idea, that initial step, and just take that step. So that's my second real tip for you is you have to be willing to take a step, even if it's not the forever step, it is a step in the right direction and you will always be shown the next best step to take. So just take one step at a time, follow that idea and you'll be led and guided to where you're supposed to go. And the how, that was none of your business in the first place, the how it's supposed to all come together, because now I get to be, yes, I work from home, and I get to be the mom I want to be for my boys, and I'm about to have my fourth baby. And it all started from that 30-minute virtual workout session. So at the time, I had one client that had her husband take interest in these workout sessions that we were doing. And he asked me, he said, you know, what's your plan here? Like, what's your goal? And I was like, well, you know, I really want to be a stay-at-home mom, and this is helping me make the income to be able to do that. And I'd love to just, like, you know, secure enough clients and get to the spot where I'm making $400 a month and I'm able to stay home with my son. And he's like, okay, well, you know, there's only like so much time in a day, and you can only work out so many times each day. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure that part out. And he's like, well, have you ever thought of running a group and doing one workout a day available to the whole group? And it just blew my freaking mind. No part of me thought that that was a potential, a possibility. I did not have that idea. I was like, how can I do 8 workouts a day? How can I, like, just only focusing on that one way? And so he really planted this idea in me of, oh my gosh, I could create a community, and I can do one workout a day that's available to the community, and it can be available on replay for them. And I can just run this awesome group that people are fired up to do these workouts, and they love working out with me, and I have awesome workouts, and they get the results that they want, and they reach their goals, and I can teach them about nutrition because I studied so much nutrition in my undergrad, and I truly have a interest and passion for nutrition. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can do all this. And it all started to, like, this big vision started to form in my mind. And it was the next month. Oh no, it was 2 months later. I launched Body by Mommy, which was my first business. And we started that in 2018 in our little living room of our rental. And Marcus was beyond supportive. I thought I was going to need all this equipment to record these workouts. And gosh, my sweet husband, guys, we did not have the money to invest at all in this. And, you know, he believed in me so much that we put it on a credit card for us to get started. And I laugh at it now because I didn't need any of the things that we bought. I really didn't need any of them. And he got me the whole freaking shebang. He got me the whole shebang, put it on the credit card. He got me this great Canon camera and these box lights and awesome tripod and just everything. And he hired this company to help me, like, market and promote. And it felt like, oh my gosh, this is going to be, like, so huge. This is going to be it. This is going to be what we do. And launched the group, and it really did. I mean, it blew me away. It blew me away again. Entrepreneurially, I was able to see what's possible. And I'm so grateful for that. And the way that we structured the group then was I would do one workout 4 days a week, and then I did all of this live in a Facebook group. I started a Facebook group, and I did all of the workouts live in this group. I would release the schedule that week, and then women paid me $40 a month to be in my workout group. They got 4 live new workouts from me every week, plus one stretch. So I was live 5 days a week with this group. I kid you not, for 3 years. I ran this group for 3 years. And I'm so, so, so grateful for it. And it really was not, I mean, I only ran it for 3 years. I do not run it anymore. So again, that was not the thing that was like, this is what I'm going to do. Guys, I mean, I share my workouts occasionally on my Instagram story. I'm not telling you, like, how to work out, though. It's just so fascinating to me that your first step and what you do for a few years might just be getting you closer to what you're meant to do, and it may not be the thing you're meant to do forever. And that's really exciting to think about, that just that that unveiling of purpose as you just continue to walk the path. So we start this workout community. Marcus is in full support of me. And that's how I was able to be a stay-at-home mom. And I kept my commitment to be live with these women. And I did that for 3 years. So even through having Luke, I ran this group postpartum through pregnancy. It definitely was an excellent source of accountability for me to stay very active during my pregnancies. And again, I have such a heart for nutrition and health and fitness, and I'm extremely grateful for that opportunity. And it was about 9 months in to this workout group that I was running. And I had a friend at the time that told me she was going to start coaching women. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what are you going to coach them on? Like, what are you going to do? And mind you, I've been coaching women through their nutrition, helping them understand ingredients and what to watch for and, like, you know, staying hydrated and doing these workouts with them and just truly, truly caring and loving my community. And I still love you guys so much. So that love just came right on over to the work we're doing today. And she told me she's going to start coaching women. And it just kind of was like another light bulb moment for me. Just like the man that said, hey, have you ever considered running a group instead of doing only one-on-ones? I think what you're doing is really awesome. And you could run a community out of this. I was like, huh. Well, the same thing happened when I had another friend at the time tell me that she was going to start coaching women. And she's like, I'm going to make a 12-week course and coach women through this course. And I was like, what are you going to coach them through? Like, she didn't have experience with coaching. She didn't have like certifications and credentials and all the things that I believed I needed in order to do things like that. She didn't have those things either. So I was like, well, like, what are you going to do? And she told me that she is going to coach women through doing an elimination diet. She's like, I'm going to coach them through doing an elimination diet and teach them how to do an elimination diet. And I have nothing against the elimination diet at all. Like, if you want to do that, that's great. What sparked interest for me was the way I was pursuing my own health and fitness. I had learned a lot because I used to be very mean to my body, and I used to really deprive myself of truly what I needed, and then found myself binge eating later because I just felt starving and I had such this goal, this unrealistic goal of what my body should look like, and it was so unhealthy. And it was really freeing to start this workout community and get out of the gym setting for me and work out from home, so I could just really focus on my relationship with my body, nourishing my body, and focusing on wholesome and nourishing foods and routines and having that be my lifestyle. So when she told me she was going to coach people through an elimination diet, it just kind of like sparked this idea in me of like, well, I didn't say this to her. I just thought it. And I thought, you know, if you can coach people through an elimination diet, if you can teach people how to diet, I can teach them how not to diet. And that's how I made my first course and had my first coaching offer, was to really teach people how to use self-love and knowing who they are as a means to taking better care of themselves and craving these workouts because it's who you are, and nourishing your body well because you love it, not because you're trying to change it and hate it into a version that you love. My coaching truly started with exercise and nutrition, and teaching women about self-love and identity. And then the rest was all about nutrition. It was all about exercise. And that's where I was at in my journey too. And it was really cool because at the same time that she had made that comment to me that she was going to make a 12-week course and coach women how to do that, and I was like, huh, I could do that too. I was thinking about my group. I had been running my Body by Mommy group for 9 months. And I noticed a pattern with my community. Some of the women in my community, I really noticed this pattern with them where they would show up, they would completely crush this 4 or 6 week challenge that I did with them. And I would get their before and after pictures, and their body truly, transformed. They looked so much stronger. I mean, they had lost weight. They had changed these habits. They said they felt so good. And then they didn't show up for the next challenge. They didn't show up the next week. And it would be 4 or 6 weeks later that they'd be coming back to the next challenge, sending me a before picture. And it was like a regression instead of continued progression. And I kept trying to figure out and understand, why is it that you can win the challenge, you got the prize, you lost the weight that you said you wanted to lose, you said you feel so much better, why didn't it stick? Why didn't you keep going? And that's when it dawned on me, like, oh my gosh, people don't know who they are. They really don't love themselves. Like, they're not doing this because they love themselves. They're doing this because they're trying to change and like push themselves into a version that they love instead of just like nurturing and caring for themselves into that version. And then my friend made that comment and I was like, I can do this. It was like another one of those, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've never made a course before. I've never been coached before. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I just know I can, and I know I'm supposed to. And I have worked with these women for 9 months and I adore them. And this, what they're going through, this shame that they feel like they're just weighed under, and who they're saying that they are, and this terrible view that they have of themselves and their body, is something I have experience with. And who better to teach them than the person that's been through it themselves? And I just, like, that was my mentality about it. So I created my first course, Body by Mommy, and that was my first 12-week course. And I honestly didn't even name it for the first 2 years of coaching women one-on-one through my 12-week course. It did not have a name because I didn't have one for it. I was like, yeah, I'll do 12 weeks of coaching with you. And then I had my course that I coached them through. And that's how I got started into coaching. I didn't know that I wanted to coach. I certainly didn't want people knowing that I struggled with these things myself, the way I was treating my husband, the background that I came from, and the trauma and neglect and the anger. I didn't want them knowing about the way that I would not eat properly and then completely binge eat these bags of freaking chips and Red Vines. And I didn't want them knowing that I had this terrible self-talk. Like, I did not want people knowing about just what I felt like I struggled with. And I truly believed that I was alone in it until I started working with this group. And they opened up to me in really vulnerable ways. And I was able to see, like, we are really in this together. I'm not alone, and neither are you. And if I can get a few steps ahead of you, I can show you the same path to walk. And I knew, like, I'm still very much working on myself. I had ran a couple more laps before they got to the track, is what it felt like. Like I've been at this track and I've ran a mile and you're starting your first lap. Like, sure, I've only got 4 laps on you. That's still tremendous to someone that's just getting started. And now I've been doing this work for going on 6 years. And I continue to view it the same way. Like, I've just been running this track. I've been doing it longer than somebody else, and I'm still doing it. I still apply everything that I teach to myself. And I love that part of coaching. I love that working with others keeps me in the work. I've always really appreciated that. Anyway, I developed the first 12-week course, didn't have a name for it for 2 years, started offering just one-on-one coaching for the women in my group. I quickly acquired an awesome clientele of one-on-one clients. And again, my husband is still working 12 to 16 hours a day at this point. So my entire schedule was based around Liam's naps. I certainly didn't get anything done in the mornings because my sweetheart was up usually about 5 a.m. every day, that it was not morning time to like get an hour or 30 minutes in of work or checking in on clients or anything like that during that morning time. So I was relying on his naps during the day, and when he'd go to bed at night is how I made it work. And I mean, I think back to that time and I just feel so impressed with myself that I did that, and just really, really grateful that I did it anyway. I did it even when the circumstances weren't ideal. And doing that has led me to more ideal circumstances and the opportunity to raise my family the way that my heart is set on raising them and keeping my family together. It's just a huge desire and vision of mine. And that's my third piece that I really want to encourage you on is start even when the circumstances are not ideal. Even if the circumstances are not ideal, start anyway. Start right where you're at. Do something that you can do. I was doing coaching calls with women and I usually wrapped up my calls by like 11 o'clock at night and I went to bed. And yes, that was far less than ideal. And I got to be a stay-at-home mom. I got to prove to myself, look, Tess, you can really do this and it can be bigger than you even think. Like, we're just getting started. This is just the beginning. And that's all I needed was just a little bit of proof that I could do this. And that started for me in those 30-minute virtual sessions. And it grew when I was able to start a group. And it grew again when I created my first 12-week course. And I had an awesome lineup of clientele that believed in me and saw tremendous change in themselves from what I was teaching. And it wasn't until Luke was almost a year old that I ended the workout community. And it was honestly such a God thing that it ended. For about 9 months or so, I was feeling really resistant to just that continued schedule. Like the schedule of it was now not in alignment with the vision that I had as a mother. It felt really difficult to be live 5 days a week and have a set schedule like that while I had a going on 3-year-old and 1-year-old. It felt really taxing on me and out of alignment with my vision. I was honestly just craving the opportunity to work out with my boys and not talk during my workouts. I was really craving the opportunity to be away from my phone while I was working out. And I wanted that really bad. And that became my vision is now I get to continue doing this work in some way. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Didn't know how I was going to continue making an income without this workout community that I was running. And fortunately, I had gotten into one-on-one coaching. And that obviously expanded the possibilities for me, expanded the ideas bucket, poured into that quite a bit. And it was really on my heart for like 6 to 9 months that I wanted a way out. Like I knew I did. And I really was lacking the courage to make the decision because I still financially had a stream of income from the workout community. So it felt scary to let that go. I felt really nervous about, you know, how will I continue to get clients if I don't have this community? And what about these women that I've been caring for over the past 3 years? Like, what are they going to do without my workouts? And it felt so hard and so scary. And I just continued thinking about it for 6 to 9 months and feeling really resistant towards it. And honestly, kind of like the victim of the thing that I created is what I felt like. And then one day, telling you, it's such a God thing. One day, Facebook locked me out of the community. It was in May. It would have been of 2021. May of 2021, Facebook locked me out of the community. And I was like trying so hard. It felt like so stressful. I'd never had this experience before. I could get into the community on Marcus's phone, like through his account. It was just my account was locked out of that community. And so I posted to the group. I was like, okay, here are the replay workouts to do. I'm trying to get this figured out. I don't know why I can't get access through my account. And after the first week of not being able to get in, the second week comes, I'm still not able to get in. I'm like, okay, I really don't know what's happening. I'd love to provide a better resource for them. So I again acknowledge like I still am locked out. This is the position that I'm in. Here are more replay workouts that you can do. And I started working on a workout guide because I quickly felt like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like this is my chance to gently close this chapter and allow something new to unfold. Like, it just felt like this, there's no way this is an accident. There's no way this is a coincidence. Like, this is truly a sign meant for me to fully accept at this point. And as hard as that was and as fearful as I felt, I was like, I'm doing it. I am running with this. I quickly made a 15-week workout guide with workout videos just like the ones I was posting in the group. I had it formatted it into a guide that I could give all the women in my community. And by the end of the month, I told them, I'm ending the community. Everyone's memberships will be canceled from this point on. And I have this 15-week workout guide that I made you that you can continue on your workouts. And I just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm free. Like, I don't have to be live in this group 5 days a week anymore and running these challenges and doing these things. Like, wow, I just felt so free. And that's when I evaluated the 12-week course that I had that still did not have a name. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go all in on coaching. Like, I'm going to get this course to be in alignment with who I am now and what it is that I needed to learn to get to this place. And I want it to be, I want to take out all the nutrition stuff. I want to take out all of that and just make it all about the mindset part. And that's when I started to really figure out, like, I love healing work. I love self-discovery and healing work so much. And I had been coaching clients through it for about 18 months that I just wanted a better course to equip them and myself to have a really successful transformation when it comes to self-discovery and healing work. And in turn, that would really benefit their mindset. So I upgraded the course, the 12-week course, and finally gave it a name. And that's mind-body alignment. Took long enough to get a stinking name on it. That was mind-body alignment. And I went all in on coaching and did great there when I was able to put all of my focus on that. And again, like, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted the freedom to be able to work out around my kids without my phone around and the freedom to just listen to what my kids are saying instead of feeling like I have to talk the whole time. And it was so freeing, so freeing. And then my one-on-one coaching really, really took off, and it actually got to a very unsustainable point for me. There was one point that I had 21 clients. And if you just do the math on that, I was working a lot more than what aligned with my vision as a mother. And I remembered, you know, I started doing this work because I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And now I'm in a position where I'm working like over part-time and away from my kids that much. And that's not my vision. So I was like so gung-ho to get into the one-on-one coaching that I really overbooked my schedule. And I'm so grateful that that so many women believed in me and my course and gosh, just the whole thing and saw what's possible for them too, just like I was able to. I'm so grateful for that. And it also taught me like the vision of what I really want in my life is what's steering the ship here. And that's what I need to stay really focused on so it can help me make appropriate decisions and maintain great boundaries and just able to pull in the reins on that and get us back into the vision of what I really wanted for myself, my motherhood, my marriage. And Marcus and I have always had a vision that we would both be stay-at-home parents. And again, had no idea how it is that we would do that. And it took us 8 years to get to the point of being able to do that. And it was when Luke was a bit younger and I had finished the workout community and I had revamped my 12-week course that I applied the same idea of going from 30-minute virtual workout sessions to a group setting. I applied that same idea to my coaching as well. Like, how is it that I can go from so many one-on-one clients, because I had really exhausted myself there, how can I go from that many one-on-one clients to just a group setting? Like, how can I just work with more women in the same amount of time in a group setting and pour everything I have into them? And that's when I learned how to put my course online, have video modules accompany it, and put all of that content in a membership area for women to access that are inside of Mind-Body Alignment. And now I run groups and I do a little bit of one-on-one coaching. And it was the day Drew was born that Marcus became a stay-at-home dad with us, that we finally reached that goal together as a family because we took those, we took that first step and we stopped being so focused on how we were going to get there. We just held on to the dream of our family for 8 straight years that we would both be stay-at-home parents. And we finally got to that point. And Marcus's last day working at the university as a strength and conditioning coach there, training athletes, his last day was the same day that Drew was born. And that was really cool. I threw a little celebration for him, made a special dinner, decorated our party wall with a big fat 8 on it to celebrate his 8 years at the university and our 8 years of holding on to a dream that we didn't know how we were going to make it work. We just knew it's something we could do. And I just want to encourage you of that, of know what you want. Know what you want, even if you don't know how you're going to get it. And start where you're at. Instead of waiting for perfect circumstances, just take one step. And that one step is how you're going to see the next step. If you don't move, if you don't pursue it, how the heck are you going to get there? And I'm telling you, that day of just Marcus being home, it was really, really spectacular and special. And absolutely, us being home as a family is our dream. And it has brought unforeseen challenges and a learning curve of parenting together, being together, and working around each other, because I still work and Marcus is now pursuing his real interests. And that's been just really, really cool as a family to experience. And that's been our vision. And through that, we celebrated. And then it was a few hours after he had gotten home from work that I went into labor to have our third son. So it was a lot of change all at once for our family. And honestly, the timing was, yes, it was like a lot of big transitions at once, and it was so perfect for us, and I'm really grateful. So now I just continue running the Mind-Body Alignment 12-week coaching course twice a year. I do a little bit of one-on-one coaching work, and I'm really excited to take this podcast to another level by inviting guests on so we can learn and hear from them. And honestly, we just have so many incredible, I'm trying to find the right way to phrase this, just incredible resources coming your way. And that's where my heart is at in this work, is just being able to give and lead with service and create resources that make a meaningful difference to you and your family, so that generationally we're making an impact and a difference that our children's children will thank us so much for pursuing. And now I see that that's my real purpose. My real purpose is to teach people how to raise their words and how to write their mind, W-R-I-T-E, how to write their mind and raise their words and be exactly who they want to be, no matter who they're with or where they're at. And I would have never known that about myself. I would have never understood the purpose of all of my lived experiences and the pain and the trauma and everything that I've ever been through. I don't know if I would have known the real purpose in all of that if I didn't ask myself that first question of what am I good at, and come up with the answer talking during workouts. And you know, just starting with those $12, 30-minute virtual sessions that just prove to myself, Tess, you could do this. You can do this. You can be the mom you want to be. You can stay home. You can have the life that you want, and it will be worth pursuing. And I've never thought about when it's going to be over or when it's going to happen, or really spent much time thinking about how I'm going to do it. I just keep telling myself that I can do it. And now I'm really excited for where we're at and the position I'm in to give you guys better than anything I knew I was equipped to do and able to do. And that comes down to the resources too. So This is a big thank you episode for your support and encouragement and involvement and engagement over the years. It has meant a tremendous amount to me and my family, and I just hope that I can give you everything I possibly can and lead with service for you as well and help you be who you want to be no matter where you are or who you're with, and raise your words and see the value in working on yourself so that generations to come will thank you for the time and effort and intention that you put into your life and the meaningful difference that it made for not only yourself, also for them. So thank you for your support. This is episode 100. I'm very excited for what's to come on the podcast and within our now Momset brand. And Momset is all about the vision of raising your words and helping mothers be who they want to be. And I'm really grateful that, you know, from where I started to where I'm at, that you've been here on this journey, whether you just found us or if you've been here all along. I'm so grateful for you. So congratulations, celebrating episode 100. We have guests to come. So stay tuned and look forward to that. Oh, my sweet friend, thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Momset Podcast. Please take a minute to leave a review and share the show if you loved it. I'd love to stay connected as we continue to learn and grow in motherhood right alongside each other.